This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Bozeman-based nonprofit organization is trying to raise $6.25 million to purchase land and mineral rights and prevent mining on the northern boundary of Yellowstone National Park. The Greater Yellowstone Coalition has raised $3.9 million to purchase the mineral rights and mining claims on 1,368 acres near Gardner, Montana, the north entrance to Yellowstone National Park. In addition to acquiring the mining claim from Crevice Mining Group, LLC, the group intends to buy the deed to a 300-acre parcel of land, which it would then transfer to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. The Greater Yellowstone Coalition says the mineral rights and land acquisition would extinguish the last real and significant mining threat on the border of Yellowstone National Park forever. GYC said it has until October 1st to raise the remaining $2.35 million to execute the deal. Crevice Mountain is home to grizzly bears and serves as a migration corridor for elk, mule deer, and bighorn sheep. It's one of the few places outside the park where bison can roam without being killed, trapped, or hazed back into the park, all culling efforts in the Interagency Bison Management Plan. For the better part of a decade, Park County communities have been especially concerned about mining proposals leading out of Gardner and north downstream into Paradise Valley. In 2019, GYC worked with other groups, including the Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition and Park County Environmental Council, to pass the Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act, which permanently protected about 30,000 acres of public land near Yellowstone from mining. In the 1990s, GYC worked to stop the New World gold mine that had been proposed for the Cook City area, the park's northeast entrance. Buying mineral rights and land in order not to mine and to stop the destruction of the environment from mining is a novel approach to stopping a mine. Former Montana Environmental Information Center Executive Director Jim Jensen said he's not aware of any similar effort to buy out a mining claim with private funds in the annals of Montana mining history. Jensen did note, however, that former President Bill Clinton executed a deal to buy Crown Butte's interest in the New World Mine with public funds. That deal involved the transfer of other mineral-rich interests, including the eventual transfer of large tracts of coal-rich federal property in the Otter Creek region of southeastern Montana to the state. A fatal winter has put the migratory route called the Path of the Pronghorn on shaky ground. This year started off especially deadly for the sublet herd of pronghorn antelope in Wyoming. Just south of Yellowstone National Park, there's a migratory pronghorn population that has thrived in recent years. Now, following the deadliest winter on record in which a disease outbreak compounded winter fatalities, the fate of the long-distance travelers that winter in the Green River Basin and migrate for the summer in Grand Teton National Park, the National Elk Refuge, and along the Gros Ventre River is unclear. Wildlife scientists aren't sure how many pronghorn remain, but in some areas, dead pronghorn carcasses are clustered close together, indicating that Mycoplasma bovis, which causes respiratory infections, have struck the herd. There are conspicuous concentrations of death scattered through western Wyoming. Carcasses are clustered in places like the East Fork Hill, the east side of Highway 191 between Farson and Boulder, from Rock Springs to Boulder, and in Big Piney. The outlook for the entire sublet herd of pronghorn is grim, with the large majority of animals from the larger sublet herd likely dead in this single winter season. Pronghorn in the herd were being closely studied as Wyoming considers whether to recognize and protect a migration route that remains undesignated due to political pressure from industry groups. Wyoming wildlife officials say that before this winter there were 400 to 500 Jackson Hole migrant pronghorn. Their best guess is that more than 75% of those are dead. The loss is especially bitter because the migratory population of Jackson Hole pronghorn had thrived of late. Counts in 2020 and 2021 were the highest on record. This spring, there should be hundreds of pronghorn in Jackson, but one state biologist saw only 11 animals.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.